Alleluia, Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna, Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna. We are praising, praising the Lord. Oh, alleluia. We are praising, praising the Lord. Oh, alleluia. We are praising, praising the Lord. Oh, alleluia. We are praising and praising the Lord. Oh, alleluia. Alleluia.
We are standing on a holy ground, and I know there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus Christ. We are standing on the presence of the Holy Ghost.
We are standing.
How many believe it this evening?
On holy ground.
Because He is here tonight.
And I know,
He said, where two or three are gathered together in His name, there He is in their midst.
All around, let us, Lord, we praise You, we worship You.
We are standing on holy ground tonight.
Jesus now.
Because He is here tonight.
We are standing
to quicken
in His presence.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
We are standing on holy ground. We are.
How many believe it?
We are standing.
Where you are standing is the holy ground.
Holy.
He is standing by your side.
And I know.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
All
for your
around,
presence tonight, oh God.
All around.
Because Your word, we know that it's always true.
Praising.
He said it to God and we believe it.
Jesus,
that wherever we shall meet in Your name, there You are in our midst, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, You are welcome tonight. And even You know our needs before we came here. And we believe that, Lord, we will never leave here empty. We will never leave here the same. We believe that, Lord, You will touch each and everyone.
And
oh, hallelujah.
I know.
Thank You, Lord Jesus.
All around.
Yes, they are around here.
We heard us pray.
Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus now. Worship You, Lord. We praise You, Lord.
We are standing in His presence on holy ground. Do you believe that this evening?
Hallelujah.
You are standing in His presence.
Amen.
You are standing on holy grounds.
Hallelujah.
And that his word is always true. Amen. That where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. Amen. And that you believe that you will never leave here the same. Amen. Do you know that he knows why you are here? Amen. Oh, praise be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this grace that, Lord, you have accorded us. Hallelujah. For us to be gathered once again in your presence, Lord. Father, it has never been our will. It is according to your plan for the day when you created heaven and earth that your children will be gathered here today. Amen. Father, we know the Lord, when you call your children, there is always something good in store for them. Amen. So Lord, we come before you, Lord, with all lowliness, hallelujah, with all meekness, with broken spirit and broken heart, Lord Jesus. Because you said you will not despise, amen, such a sacrifice, Lord. So we offer that sacrifice tonight, Lord, that you meet each and everyone according to your grace and riches in glory. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we be seated for a moment? God richly bless you. Just as I came in, I was going out to give a call to Brother Vegas, and as I opened the door, I saw my sister leaping coming to church. I said, praise be to God. Amen. My sister, you're already healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because with such a pain, limping on one leg, and still decides to come to the house of God. God richly bless you, sister. Hallelujah. Limping on one leg. Amen. You see, even the one leg that has been affected, she couldn't leave it behind her. All the other body were helping that leg to be drawn together to the house of God. Amen. Amen. That's how we all got to be. Hallelujah. As one body, as members of one body. Praise the Lord. Amen. That we are to each other. When one is in pain, the whole house is in pain. Amen. When there is joy, we all in joy. Oh, praise be to God. God richly bless you, sister. Amen. You are healed already. Hallelujah. We shall pray for you. We shall pray for that leg. See, the devil is so annoyed. Very, very annoyed. And we are happy that he is annoyed. And we will make him more annoyed. I have a prayer request. Yes, Pastor sent a list of prayer requests here. That's my precious sister Rudo. And then, oh, my precious brother Egan. Migraines. Oh. And sister Tiriro. Blood pressure. They are all what? Bread. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight, we are going to claim that healing. It is for us. Praise God. So that's our request. Is there any other request for tonight? Yes. Cough. Good. There is no pain here. Please come again. Brother Mike, cough. Sister. Okay. All right. Okay. God bless you. And sister?
There is Sidek from Poland. He was here preaching. He's minister. And he had a serious problem with his heart. And his wife was asking our church if we could remember him.
Amen. What's his name? Brother Sitek. Heart, eh?
Yeah.
Yes. Heart attack. All these requests have been placed before the altar of God tonight. Bill. Yes. Brother told me something about his future that the Lord should provide his own way. Praise the Lord. Then we have this here, Sister Shouldered, asking for prayer for her husband. The name is already here. Brother Egan, eh? It's already here. And then Brother Joseph in Zimbabwe is sick with cancer. Oh, we know our prophet, cancer could not stand before him.
Amen.
And we have that same authority here tonight.
Amen.
How many believe it?
Amen.
Oh, God richly bless you.
Amen.
Let's turn to the reading of the word. I'm so confident in the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Real confident in the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Let's turn to Matthew 11:21. Let's hear the word of God. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the days of judgment than for thee. Then come down to 28, where we shall dwell tonight. Jesus is, his answer outstretched to you tonight. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
Let's bow down. Heavenly Father, tonight we come, O God, to hear from you. And as, Lord, we have read your word, O God, we ask the Holy Spirit tonight, O Lord Jesus, to speak to us. Father, bless your word and let it be alive unto us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we be seated? Another Friday, we come here to examine ourselves and to put ourselves right before the Lord, because we have so many things that the Lord has delivered unto us. But we look to be without any blessings. Praise the Lord. You remember the other day I read you a text from Ecclesiastes that it has been what? A great error that the rich man is seated at what? Low places. That princes today are working as servants, while servants are riding horses. Praise the Lord. It's all because we have not put ourselves in the right direction that the Lord has the provided way, so that all the things that are meant for us will come to us. Freely given. That's what he said. Amen. So once again, tonight we are coming to examine ourselves. And the scriptures that we just read, the Matthew 11:21, Jesus was reprimanding or condemning three cities. Chorazin. And let's see a map here. You see where Chorazin is? And then Bethsaida and Capernaum. They are all very close. Praise the Lord. And this is the position. And Jesus was what? Was condemning these three cities. Chorazin and Bethsaida, he says, if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Miracles were done in these two places. Bethsaida, we know of what Jesus did. That was the place where Jesus fed 5,000 people. He fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and what? 2 fish. Fishes. Such a miracle. He did it in Bethsaida. And he said, if he has done this miracle in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented. Tyre and Sidon, they were cities of the Gentiles. They were cities of the Gentiles. So Jesus was saying, if this miracle had been done in Tyre or Sidon, they would have what? Repented. They would have what? Sat in the repented ago in sackcloth and ashes. You may ask, what is this sackcloth at all you've been hearing all the time and ashes? In those days, when a sinner wants to publicly show that he has repented, he will put on a sackcloth publicly and sit on what? Ashes. For everyone to see him. That he's a sinner. But now he's repented. Praise the Lord. He said, Tyre and Sidon would have what? Repented. Then he came to Capernaum. You know, Capernaum was the place where, when Jesus was thrown away from Nazareth, that was the place he made his home. Virtually, Capernaum was his hometown. When they nearly threw him off the cliff in Nazareth, he came to Capernaum. If you want to know, it's in the Matthew 4:13. That's where Jesus dwelt. And in Capernaum, he did a lot of miracles. It was there he even healed the centurion's son, a servant. It was there he preached that great sermon, the sermon of the bread of life. Praise the Lord. But with all this, these people refused to what? To repent. My brother, when we mention these towns and cities, put your name there. We are not looking at the cities tonight. We are looking at ourselves. what you have heard, what you have read. Maybe if someone else have heard just a little of it, he would have what? Repented and received the Holy Ghost. And just look at Capernaum's situation. He said, even if what was done in Capernaum has been done in Sodom, Sodom would have what? Remained until today. That means the sin of Capernaum was very, very great. Very, very great. Sodom would have remained. Praise the Lord. But tonight the Lord say, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Amen. Last week, we read 2 Peter 3, 8 to 11, and 9 to 11 or something. I said, we read something from St. Peter. I said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but long-suffering to us, not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief. The day of the Lord will come as a thief, in the which that the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. He said, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. And then he said, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? We found out that God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down and delivered them unto chains of darkness to be reserved to judgment. Amen. That's last week. I'm repeating last week's text. We read that God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. My brother, every works of darkness is reserved to judgment. Every works of darkness. So get away from those works. Praise the Lord. And then he said, he spared not the old world of Noah and brought the flood upon a world of ungodly. Again, he said, he turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes and condemned them with what? An overthrow. Making them an example unto those that should live ungodly. So we have examples. These three conditions, God spared them not. And so God is not going to spare this age that we are living in. God is not going to spare this age that we are living in. And so we came to a question, a scriptural question. How does God see today? And before you could know this, you must know how God saw Noah. Because he said, this our time is just like Noah's day. This our time is just like what? Lord's day. This our time is just like Laodicea church age. This our time has combined all these three most evil times since creation. Probably we can be compared to Capernaum. Amen. We've combined all the three. And to know how God is seeing today, we went to Genesis, where we saw that God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was continuously evil. Yes. And we reprimanded ourselves that, my brother, my sister, it is not a question of taking a knife and kill your sister. We went back toward Matthew. We saw that even when you get angry with your brother, with your sister, he said you face that same judgment. So we must always be careful about what goes in on here. Amen. What goes on here? You may be fine. Okay, you come to church, you praise God. But what goes on in here? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God saw Noah's day. He was looking at their what? Their imagination. Of the thought of their hearts. And he said, it grieved him. Because it was always continuously, it was what? Evil. And today that's the situation we are living in. A man can wrap himself with explosives and go and just kill other people. He said, I'm a man tie. My brother, my sister. Wickedness. Violence. He said, God saw that the world was corrupt and full of violence. And it is true today. And so with all this, knowing all this, what manner of persons ought ye to be? Laodicea. What did he say about Laodicea? Let's see. Laodicea. He said, now, what God saw was entirely different. You see, Laodicea was saying they were rich. They were increasing goods. And they have what? Need of nothing. But God was seeing them differently. He said, now, what God saw was entirely different from what they said they saw. They said that they were rich in goods and spiritually wealthy. They had arrived. They had the need of nothing. But God saw it otherwise. He said, you don't know this, but you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. The scripture is talking to you and me. Because we are in the Laodicea time. He said, now, when a people are that way, especially naked and don't know it, there has to be something awfully wrong. Something awfully wrong. Surely something must be happening. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Something is happening. It is not that God has blinded their eyes as he did to the Jews. Is it not? The same thing. Is the gospel going back to the Jews? Is history repeating itself? I say it is. Now when a people are that way, especially naked and don't know it, there has to be something awfully wrong. Surely something must be happening. Amen.
Hallelujah.
There was someone who went naked and then went on all fours, eating grass.
Hallelujah.
You know that one? Amen.
Amen.
That was the condition. He was naked. Eating grass, human being, on all fours, yet he couldn't know. That's Laodicea spirit. It throws you toward a reprobate mind. For you to do things that are not reasonable, but yet to you, you feel that it is okay. Reprobate mind. When God throws you to that reprobate mind, my brother, my sister, it's a serious situation. Pray. It's a Lord, don't throw me into that reprobate mind. Because you will do things and you don't know that they are wrong. Amen.
Amen.
Now the prophet says something here. And I just call it the duck's instinct. You know, he gave a story of ducks. Somewhere in the Canada, along the lake somewhere. You see, these ducks, when they begin to feel a cool air, they know that winter is coming. So they gather themselves and they take flight before the winter comes in. And the prophet said, they call it instinct. Praise the Lord. So if animals, ducks, have an instinct to know that danger is coming and how to escape, what about you and me that have been given the Holy Spirit? That we cannot discern that this is sin. This is something dangerous. I must run away from it. Amen. And reading from the message said, what is it? It's instinct? The dog has instinct. Well, if God provided a way with a dog to have sense enough to escape the cold, what about a man led by Holy Ghost? What will you call that? Amen. And then another one, he said, we say instinct leads him. Well, if instinct can lead a duck from a frozen country to safety, how much more ought the Holy Spirit lead the church of the living God? The trouble of it is that we don't recognize. Amen. We look at it, we don't recognize. My brother, be part of the person, the people that God says, blessed are your eyes. Amen. Because if your eyes are not blessed, if your ears are not blessed, you read and you can see. Amen. We got to find a place. We also got to have a place to escape. We must have a place to run to. Amen. There is a place that has been provided for us also to run to. Praise God. And that is our topic. Our topic this evening. The heaven of rest. Amen. Amen. There is a heaven of rest for us. A place provided for our escape where we can go and rest. Oh, praise God. Brethren, let us also take flight. Run away from the sins of this world. Run away from Sodom. Run away from Noah's day. Run away from Laodicea. There is a place, a haven of rest. Amen. There's got to be somewhere. Amen. And there is this message, absolute. The prophet said, I love it. He said, there's got to be somewhere that somebody's word is final. Praise God. There's got to be somewhere that somebody's word is final. Hallelujah. Amen. Then the prophet says that, amen. He said, I feel good right now. I feel good here tonight also. He said, glory, hallelujah. There's got to be something that's final. Amen. And I'm glad of that. Oh, now there's somebody who can say, see, there is somebody who can say it is sin or it is not sin. Amen. My brother, that is how it is. If it is sin, it is sin.
Yes. That's right. Amen.
That is the way we go to put things. My brother, if it is sin, it is sin.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
And what do you need to do? Recognizing it, you've got to repent.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
got to say it right, that it is sin. He said, there's got to be someone to be able to say it is sin. Amen. I'm so glad that I am so glad of that. I'm glad for an absolute. No arguing. No need of arguing. When the umpire said, strike, that's what it is.
Amen.
Amen. When the referee blew his, free is goal. It is goal. Maybe it was offside, he didn't see it. Huh? It was offside, he didn't see it. Later they will take camera to just make and see that it was offside. It was goal. He has whistled. Don't argue.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the prophet is saying here. He said, that's it. Mark it up in your mind. It's a strike. And go on. When God says anything, that's the way it is. No need of arguing about it. That's what it is. He says so. That's the Christian's absolute. That is, if he is a Christian, yeah. If you are a Christian, then truly it becomes your absolute. But if you are not a Christian, you will argue about it. God said, do it this way. That's the way. It's got to be done. No arguing. Well, say it wasn't. Nothing about it. God says so. That settles it. That's the absolute to the real believer. Amen. So there's got to be somewhere that somebody's word is final. There's got to be something that is final. And the prophet said, there is a message. He said, there was a message that went forth in Noah's day. That was the absolute to the real believer. In those days, Noah's message was the absolute. Praise God.
Amen.
And he said, and your message is going forth today.
Hallelujah.
Calling people to the cross. People to the heaven of rest.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Then again, today I'm reading more of the prophet tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The same absolute report. He said, in the day that we are living in now, he said, everything is breaking up. So fragile and carried away. And I think that this message will be a very appropriate thing, especially to Christians when they are going through their deep waters now.
Amen.
See, my brother, if you are going through deep waters, there is what? A message that can bring you up again.
Amen.
Amen. He said, the church is passing through the deepest waters, and it's hard. As it had for the last 2,000 years, because we are coming to a spot to where there is something presented to Christianity, something they have to make a decision on. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we are coming to a spot. That's where I want to stop. We are coming to a spot, and the spot is now. We have come to that spot. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, it is up to us to make what? A decision now. Amen. It is up to us to make a decision tonight, Lord, brother. Because he said here, he said, everything has become what? Fragile. See? Everything is so soft. Everything is fragile.
Amen.
Today, you try to rebuke even and or correct your Christian brother. He's easily annoyed. You try to correct your brother. You try to rebuke your brother. He's annoyed. Fragile. He's as easily what? Angry. He said, no spirit-filled endurance to contain chastening. He has become an egg to be handled and put on soft places. You see? You had to put him on a soft place. He had become an egg. See, when you put it at a hard place, it will what? It will break. Christian, so fragile. My brother, my sister, are you still drinking the milk? We want people who are eating what? The meat, hard meat. Oh, my brother, my sister, it's not here. This message is not like the that. Oh, brother, God has blessed you. Sister, God has blessed you. You know, you just put your money here, God will return it to you. That's not the kind of message we are carrying here. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Give and it shall be given unto you. Blessings and blessings. It will come upon you. Amen. Not that kind of message.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Strong hard word, that is something that is carrying us to rapture. Do you think this soft message can carry you to rapture? If you are an egg, break yourself and turn to a stone.
Amen.
Amen. Kick yourself somewhere and then say, Lord, let me be strong like a stone. A rock. Praise God. Everything has become fragile. No. Then he said, everything has been carried away.
Said what? Said carried away. Where is it? Yeah. Said in the day that we are living in now, and everything is so breaking up, so fragile, and carried away. See?
A great wind of deception. Great wind is blowing. That's carry the one here and then carry you. The east comes and carry you to the west. The west comes and carry you to east, north, left. See, my brother, my sister, you've got to be stable.
Amen.
You've got to be stable, Lord. You become like a sheep in the wild seas. Without what? Without bow, without anything. Wherever the wind blows, it takes you away. But one thing you got to watch, when you are in the sea, there is something that is always standing, and that is the lighthouse. Praise the Lord. There is a lighthouse. You see, when you talk about the harbor and the ship, and the sea and everything, we are coming on that. You see, the sea has become what? The world. The sea is like the world. And you are the ship. And you are in the middle of what? The sea, without bow, without anything. Praise the Lord. And then you see a lighthouse. That lighthouse represents Christ. Flashing its light to tell you that, come, ye that are laboring, you come, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Come, because there is a haven of rest. There is, when you see a lighthouse flashing, that shows that there is a harbor.
Amen.
It's a sign that there is a harbor. So you begin to what? Drive yourself and force your boat towards what? The lighthouse.
Amen.
And truly, when you go to the lighthouse, there is a way that shows you to enter into the harbor. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so we were all in the high seas. We were all in the high seas. And we saw the light flashing from the lighthouse. And we followed the light. And we came to the harbor.
Amen.
And so we are now in the harbor. Amen. the haven of rest. But my brother, the thing, the main thing now is, when you have come into the harbor, there is something you need to do. It is good that you have come here. It is good that you have come into the church. Praise God. But there's got to be something that they do. When the ship enters the harbor, you know what the next thing they do? They throw a rope from the ship onto the deck. And they take that rope and tie a T-shape on the deck. So for the purposes, so that the breeze and the wind that will be blowing cannot take the ship back into the high seas.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
And the ship, have you been to harbor before?
Yes.
When the ship enters, they throw a rope. They don't throw the rope from the deck to the ship. Take notice of this. It is not from the deck to the ship, but from the ship to the deck. And they tie it around what they call a tie post.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So that the ship will what? No matter the wind that will be blowing, praise the Lord, it will be shaking somehow, but it can never move. Because a rope has been thrown from it to tie the tie post. Amen. And what is the rope? The rope is your faith, and the tie post is the word.
Amen.
Amen. So when you have entered into the haven of rest, the harbor, you need to now what? Bring out your faith. The faith will not come from what? The deck. It has to come from you. Amen. So your faith, you have to throw your faith upon what? The word of God.
Hallelujah.
So that you are tied around the word of God. And when you are tied around the word of God, a tie post, no amount of wind that will be blowing, it can never take you back to the high seas again.
Amen.
Amen. But when you come to the harbor, and you fail to throw your rope, my brother, my sister, the waves, the winds, it will carry you back to what? To the high seas again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So the haven of rest, when we have come here, my brother, that is not the end. If you have come to the house of God, that is not the end. Now it's what? Your faith. Praise the Lord. To hold on to the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Your faith. To take up the word of God. So that you become stable. But if you don't throw your faith to hold for it to be tight around the tie post, my brother, my sister, you'll be at the harbor. Even if you are still in the harbor, you'll be going up and down, being blown by every wind. And eventually it can blow you out to go back to the high seas again.
Amen.
We have entered into the haven of rest.
Amen.
Let us tie our faith around the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, we have a request. We have a number of requests before us. Tonight, I believe each and everyone have already thrown his rope around the tie post. Praise God. So tonight, upon that faith, we are going to commit all our requests to the hands of the Lord. But before, when I came in, I asked my precious brother if the church knows how to sing 2088. I want us all to sing the haven of rest.
Amen.
And as you are singing the song, just listen to the words. And you understand, praise God, the haven of rest. My brother, my sister, the most important thing, you have come to the house of God. That is not the end of it. It is fine you come to church,
But have you thrown your rope?
Amen.
Have you thrown your faith? So that it will be tied around the tie post. So that all other winds that blow, it will not what? It will not shake you. It will not take you left and right. But it will make you stable.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. The tie post. The haven of rest. My brother, my sister, can we sing that song? And then we get to our topic tonight. We go to our text. It said, come unto me and I will give you rest.
Hallelujah.
Tonight we have come unto him. Every sickness, every disease, the Lord has already taken care of it.
Amen.
We will never live here the same.
Amen.
Amen. 88 said, my soul in sad exile was out of life on life seas, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice, and I entered the haven of rest. It goes up. My soul in sad exile was out on life seas, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice, I entered the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. I yielded myself to his tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the world. My fetters fell off and I anchored my soul. The harvest of rest is my Lord. I've anchored my soul in the harvest of rest. I'll still the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. The song of my soul since the Lord made me whole has been the old story so blessed. Oh, of Jesus who saved, who forever will have a home in the heaven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild seas no more. Oh, the tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. How precious the thought that we all may recline, like John the beloved and blessed, on Jesus' strong arm where no tempest can harm, secure in the haven. Oh, I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, come to the Savior, he patiently waits to save by his power divine. Come anchor your soul in the haven of rest, and see my beloved is mine. Oh, I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll still there, I see it no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep.
Jesus, I'm safe evermore. I thank God my soul in the heaven of prayer. How killed I see it no more. The tempest may sweep over the wild storm deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Oh, praise the Lord. I've anchored my soul in the heaven of rest. We have come into that heaven of rest.
Hallelujah.
But you need to anchor your soul, my brother. You need to anchor your soul, my sister.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't want to what? Go back to the wild seas anymore. I've entered into his rest. The heaven of rest. I don't want to go back again. Then anchor your soul. Anchor your soul, my brother, my sister. On nothing but what? The word of God. The message of the hour.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, I want you to sing a song that he has taught you. Before we pray, he touched me. I want you to believe that he has touched you tonight as we prepare ourselves for prayer.
Oh, shackled by the heavy burden.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Touch me, hallelujah. I shall remain no longer. Oh, he touched me.
Believe tonight.
Oh, he touched me.
That the Lord has
and
touched you tonight.
Oh, the joy that floods my soul.
He's here.
Happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Believe it, my sister.
Since I'm in
his believe it, my brother.
Since
that he is here tonight.
Since he made me whole.
My brother, he will touch you. He will touch you. Believe that you are touched.
To save me.
Believe, my son, that you are touched tonight. You are touched tonight.
He touched me.
Say amen.
Oh,
God bless you.
Me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
He's here. He has touched you. Believe that he has touched you.
Happy, and now I know he touched me and me.
Believe it. The Holy Spirit is here. He has touched you, my daughter.
He has touched you. I shall never see.
Do you believe that he is standing right here?
And
my brother, he has touched you.
I am no longer.
My sister, he has touched you.
Oh, he touched me. Oh, he my
touched daughter,
me.
He has touched you.
And oh,
do you feel his touch?
That floods my soul.
God bless you, sister.
Something
with all the pain,
happened.
You stand before her in the name of Jesus Christ.
He touched me and made me. Oh, since
yes.
I
in the name of Jesus Christ.
I'm in this place, it's in you. Since he cleansed and made me,
need the Holy Spirit. Just believe it.
I'll shout it while eternity. Oh, let him touch you tonight.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, he touched me.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I say, he has touched each and everyone here. My brother, he has touched you.
My soul. Something happened. And now
my sister, he has touched you.
Me
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, since I met this blessed Savior,
my sister, he has touched you.
Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me, he made me whole. I shall never cease to praise him.
My brother, he has touched you.
Shout it while eternity. Whoa.
Every sickness, every disease.
He touched me.
Oh, that has been placed upon this prophet. In the name of Jesus Christ.
And all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened. And now I know. Me and me. Oh, he touched me.
Oh Lord Jesus,
me.
Our sister Rudo has a broken ankle.
Oh, he touched me.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord.
And
touch our sister, Lord. You have already touched her. And we believe it, oh God. That she is healed.
Happened, and now
oh, my brother Egan.
Touch me.
My brother Hagan, the Lord has touched you wherever you are.
Oh,
migrant, whatever it is.
Oh,
we have claimed healing for you already.
Me.
Healing is yours.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something.
Oh, what is blood pressure?
And now
Sister Terino. Pressure, oh Lord Jesus. We raise our sister before you, oh God. Just a little moment. Go on, please. Let me finish the prayer here first. Our sister Tarimo, Lord, we raise her before you, oh God. The Lord, the blood pressure. Father, we don't know anything. When you created man, there is no blood pressure.
I was shackled.
Father, let the testimony break to thy glory, Lord. My brother Mike, cough. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing. Brother C-Tech, heart attack.
Touch me.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
oh,
in the name of Jesus Christ of God,
I am no longer
we bring it to God.
Hallelujah.
We send for your healing, Lord.
Touch me.
That heart attack,
oh,
in the name of Jesus Christ, we send it far away.
Oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Oh, and my brother George, Lord Jesus, he has taken a step.
Happy
my brother George, Lord Jesus, he wants your provided way. Your provided way, Lord.
Oh, since I met this blessed
direct him, oh God, lead his footsteps onto the path of righteousness, Lord. Father, restore his job for him. Restore it, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I shall never cease to praise.
Now you can pray.
I'll shout it
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, let him touch you tonight. Hey, touch me.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
touch
God.
Me.
My brother, my sister.
is a believer that he is here tonight. He is here. Surrender to him. 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 Confess to him. Confess to him. He's ready. He said, come unto me. He said, I'm the burden bearer. My yoke, his yoke is light. His yoke is light.
I believe, Lord, Lord, there is nothing impossible in your name. There is nothing impossible in your name, God. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I bless you, Lord Jesus. I give glory to you, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh God. We pray with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we know that, Lord, you have healed our sister Rudolph. We know you have healed our brother Egan. We know you have healed our sister Tariro. We know you have healed our brother Mike. We know you have healed our brother Sitek. We know, Lord, you have healed our brother Joseph in Zimbabwe. Lord, we believe it, O God. Tonight, Lord Jesus, as we lift up all these requests before you, God, we know that, Lord, we look at the finished work on Calvary, where you said it is finished. Father, we believe it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, O God. Lord, you have answered our prayer. We thank you, the Lord, you have touched your children. You have touched us, Lord. We thank you, O God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ben on. Ben on. Oh, fire of God. Ben on. Till all my drows is bent away, prepare me for rapture day.
O fire of God, burn on, my Lord, burn on,
burn on,
burn on.
Oh, fire of God, burn,
hallelujah.
Oh, dear Lord, my dross is bent away. Prepare me for the rapture day. Oh, fire, oh, God, burn on.
God,
yes, Lord Lord Jesus, we thank you for the healing, O Lord, tonight. We thank you, the Lord, you have touched us, O God. We thank you, you have touched our precious sister, Ruda. The broken ankle, Lord, is healed in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, the Lord, you have stretched forth your hand and touched our precious brother Egan. And the Lord, he is healed this very hour, Lord. We thank you for our sister Tariro. Oh, there is nothing like blood pressure. We believe it, O Lord Jesus. That Father, oh, testimony will break forth in your house here to thy glory, Lord. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. That is the end of the cough from Michael. Mike is healed, Lord. We thank you that you have touched him. Our brother Sitek, heart attack, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know that you have brought that heart attack. It is back to its normal. The heart is beating according to the way the Lord, you made it even before the foundation. Lord, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for our precious brother Joseph in Zimbabwe. Lord, it's a cancer. Lord, we know we have a prophet whom you promised that even cancer can never stand before him. And we are believing the message that he has brought to us, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, that cancer, Lord, it's all over. And we thank you, the Lord. Testimony will break forth, oh Lord, to thy glory. Oh, the glory will be yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, my precious brother George, he's looking for your provided way, Lord. He's looking for your provided way, Lord. Father, as he comes out from his job, Lord, you are the only one that can provide. That can, Lord Jesus, restore to him. And he believes it all. And he has presented this request knowing that you can make it, oh God. And that you have already made it for him. We thank you, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the touch that you have touched us tonight. We thank you, oh God, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many believe that the Lord has touched us tonight?
Amen.
And that every prayer request here has already been healed. The Lord has already healed every sickness tonight. Sister, you come to the altar.
My Buddha sees in trouble winds. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into, oh, I know the master of the way. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the way. He can calm a storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh, sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights above the peaks. My soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights brings me low, but never brings me down. Oh, I know the master of the way.
I know my blessed Redeemer.
I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the rain. I know the master of the way.
I know my blessed Redeemer.
I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the way.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I always like that. I like the song. I know the master of the wind and the maker of the rain.
Hallelujah.
He can calm the storms.
Amen.
And make the sun to shine again.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. He's the one that commanded the four angels to hold
Amen.
The four winds until he has sealed his servants. He was the master of the wind.
Hallelujah.
He will hold the winds for us until we go. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Give me the verse again.
I know the master of
hallelujah.
The wind. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain.
It's alright. Get up.
He can calm a storm and make the sun to shine again.
I know the master of the rain.
Sometimes I sow like an eagle to the heights above the pit. My soul can be found. An unexpected soul may drive me from the heart, brings me low, but never brings me down.
Oh, I know
the master of the way.
I know my blessed.
Oh, I know the maker of the way. Can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again.
I know the master of the wind.
The verse again, this one again.
I know
the master of the wind.
I know my blessed Redeemer.
I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind.
God, Richie, bless you. I ask my precious brother, Giselle, come and pray for the church. Bow down our heads.
Let us pray.
Dieu, notre Père céleste, créateur du ciel et de la terre, Alléluia. Nous te sommes infiniment reconnaissants pour ton amour et ta grâce, Seigneur. Merci pour ta bonté, Père bien-aimé, qui a fait de nous des vases utiles, Seigneur mon Dieu, alors que nous étions dans ce monde en train d'errer, Seigneur, chacun de nous suivait sa propre voie. Mais Dieu Tout-Puissant, au temps du soir, toi, tu as voulu faire paraître sur nous cette lumière, Père bien-aimé, qui nous a réunis. Aujourd'hui, Père Tout-Puissant, sous ce message glorieux du temps de la fin, Seigneur, tu nous as envoyé ton prophète, Seigneur, pour que nous puissions échapper, Seigneur, à la destruction qui est à venir, Seigneur, sur ce monde. Père bien-aimé, nous te prions que ce message qui nous a fait la grâce, Seigneur, mon Dieu, de pouvoir nous réunir en ce temps de la fin, Seigneur, mon Dieu, que nous puissions être des épîtres vivantes, Seigneur, lue de tous les hommes, Père Tout-Puissant. Seigneur, tu as des projets, des bonheurs pour nous, Père bien-aimé, nous te prions, Père, que tu puisses nous aider, Seigneur, mon Dieu. Regarde chacun de nous qui est venu ce soir, Père bien-aimé, avec une requête, Seigneur, mon Dieu, certains avec tes questions, certains avec tes problèmes, Père bien-aimé, mais toi, tu es le Dieu qui pourvoit tous nos besoins. Seigneur, nous nous remettons à tes saintes mains, Père bien-aimé, que chaque main qui a été levée ne puisse pas descendre, Seigneur, sans avoir trouvé la raison pour laquelle, Père Tout-Puissant, il a été levé. Seigneur, tu vois nos sœurs qui sont malades, Père bien-aimé. Seigneur, tu vois chaque besoin qui est au milieu de nous, Père bien-aimé, ainsi que notre frère Higgins, Seigneur, mon Dieu, alors qu'il ne se sent pas bien, Père Tout-Puissant, je t'ai prie, Père bien-aimé, que toi, le Dieu, par les meurtrissures de qui nous sommes guéris, tu puisses les rétablir, Père bien-aimé. Oh, Dieu Tout-Puissant, que chaque autre besoin qui n'a pas pu être présenté, Seigneur, mon Dieu, toi, tu connais les cœurs de chacun de nous. Je t'ai prie, Père bien-aimé, que tu puisses pourvoir, Seigneur, et que tu pourvoies à chaque besoin, Père bien-aimé. Nous nous remettons ainsi en tes saintes mains, Seigneur, béni. La réunion du dimanche, Seigneur, et bénis tout le reste de ce qui sera fait, Seigneur. Au nom précieux de Jésus-Christ, nous t'avons ainsi prié. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. I can see the love of God in you. I can see the glory of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. You know how to sing that? I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see it in you. You don't know how to sing it? Okay. Give us a song. I want everybody to just shake your brother, shake your sister. And say, God, Richie, bless you. Hold his hand very well and draw, if your brother, draw him to you and embrace him. Give a song. Sister to sister, pray, embrace your sister, embrace your brother.
In Jesus' name, in by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah.
Embrace your brother, embrace your sister.
Oh, hallelujah, he's an answering God. He answers our prayer. Hallelujah, he's an answering. Oh,
God bless you.
When I pray in Jesus' name,
God bless you.
In by faith.
God bless you, my sister.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you, my sister.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my brother.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, my
brother.
God bless you, my brother.
He answers all when I pray.
God bless you, my sister. God bless you.
In by faith,
God bless you.
Hallelujah, he's an answering God.
God bless you.
Hallelujah, he's an answering.
God bless you, my daughter.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, my daughter. God bless you, my daughter.
He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name.
God bless you, my brother.
The answer say, hallelujah,
he's an answering God.
Hallelujah,
he's an answering.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, he's an answer. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name. And by
by faith. The answer came, hallelujah, is an answer.